The ordinary sitting-room and bedrooms I left much as they were, for I knew Diana and Mary would derive more pleasure from seeing again the old homely tables and chairs and beds than from the spectacle of the smartest innovations. Still, some novelty was necessary, to give to their return the piquancy with which I wished it to be invested. Dark, handsome new carpets and curtains, an arrangement of some carefully selected antique ornaments in porcelain and bronze, new coverings and mirrors and dressing-cases for the toilet tables, answered the end. They looked fresh without being glaring. A spare parlour and bedroom I refurnished entirely with old mahogany and crimson upholstery. I laid canvas on the passage and carpets on the stairs. When all was finished, I thought Moor House as complete a model of bright, modest snugness within as it was at this season a specimen of wintry waste and desert dreariness without. The eventful Thursday at length came. They were expected about dusk, and ere dusk fires were lit upstairs and below. The kitchen was in perfect trim, Hannah and I were dressed, and all was in readiness.